story about King Daksha. And this is how he accomplished, although his first 10,000 sons, the Hariyashvas, were liberated by Narada Muni, Shiksha, and Kripa. And his second sons, the Shavalashvas, 1,000 sons, they were also similarly liberated by the mercy and teachings of the compassion Narada Muni. But Daksha had a role to play to be the progenitor, so he still begot so many daughters after he had these 11,000 sons with his wife, Ashikni. Then he begot 60 daughters because they would not be encouraged by Narada Muni to take sannyas, because that doesn't happen. So then he gave them here and there to different demigods like Soma, Yamaraj, etc., and rishis. And then it describes how different living entities were born by combinations of his daughters and different demigods. One of the daughters of Daksha, named Vasu, became a wife of Yamaraj, and they produced 8 Vasus, which includes Dronacharya. Has a long list of names here. Angirasi, architect Vishwakarma, was born. Sarupa, the wife of Bhuta, that's another daughter of Daksha. She gave birth to 11 Rudras, and her co-wife gave birth to the ghosts and hobgoblin associates of Rudra. And some wives gave birth to birds and Garuda, and some gave birth to locusts and insects, and one named Kadru, one daughter of Daksha named Kadru, gave birth to many snakes, and one rishi named Kashyap, he got 17 daughters of Daksha, and his wives are the mothers of almost the entire population of the universe. From one of his wives named Timi, the fish species aquatics took birth. From one of Kashyapa's wives named Sharama, ferocious animals like lions and tigers were born. From one wife named Surabhi, cows, buffaloes, and other animals with cloven hooves took birth, and split feet, split hooves. And from one wife named Tamra, of course, they're human beings, all these wives, and Kashyap Muni, she gave birth to eagles, vultures, and large birds of prey. One of his wives is Muni. So Kashyap and his wife Muni, the daughter of Daksha, one of the 60 daughters, they produced apsaras. And so many mosquitoes and serpents took birth from another wife. And it goes, all these wives gave birth to different entities, trees and creepers and evil spirits and rakshasas, horses and etc. So all these different, and human children and animals and birds and plants. All kinds of interesting. It says here that Vivishwan had two wives named Chaya and Samgya. One wife, of course everyone knows this from the Bhagavatam also, that Kashyap had many wives, as we heard. He had 17 wives who were formerly the 17 daughters of Daksha. And Soma, he had 27 wives of the 17 daughters. And from Kashyapa and his wife Aditi, which means not demoniac, she was a devotee type. Aditi and Kashyap gave birth to Vivishwan, Aryama, Pusha, Twashta, Savitra, Bhaga, Datta, Vidata, Varuna, Mitra, Shatru, and Urukram. Now Vivishwan was one of the sons of Aditi. He had two wives. Vivishwan, of course, means the prime minister of the sun planet. Vivishwan, they say, the sun god. That's his particular name of this present lord of the sun. He's known as Vivishwan or Suryadev. He has two wives, Samgya, which means all knowledge, and Chaya, which means shade or shadow. So the wife of Vibhishan named Sangya, she gave birth to the Manu named Shraddhadev, and also to two twins. It's interesting that they're twins. Who are the two twin children of the father, Vibhishan, and the mother, Sangya? The two twin children are Yamaraj, or Dharmaraj, the Lord of Death, and his twin sister, Yamuna Devi, Yama and Yami. Yami Yami Ki Jai. Yamuna Devi Ki Jai. Yamaraj Maharaj Ki Jai. While wandering over the earth in the form of a female horse, Yami, who is the river Yamuna, gave birth to the Ashwini Kumaras. So there's some relation between the physicians. These Ashwini Kumaras, I think, are also twins. And they're twins, and they're considered to be the doctors or the physicians of the demigods. There's a relationship between the physicians and demigods and Mother Yamuna, who is a daughter of the sun god's wife named Sangya. There seems to be a relationship between the sun planet, Yamuna Devi, and health, because the mother of the universal doctors is Yamuna Devi. Yamuna Maharani Ki Jai. Another wife of Vibhishan is named Chaya. She begot two sons named Sanaishara and Savarni Manu. Well, Sanaisharya is another name, formal name for Saturn or Shani Maharaj. Sanaishara. And she has one daughter, Tapati. So the Vibhishan has two wives, Samgya, who is the mother of Yama Yami, and then Chaya, who is the wife, or say, mother of Shani. So Shani is a step brother of Yamaraj and Yamuna Devi. Now there was one other demigod. He received a wife named Matrika, and that wife and Aryama, they gave birth to many learned scholars. And from them, Lord Brahma created the human species, which is endowed with an aptitude for self-examination, which is so much necessary to attain spiritual perfection. Introspection, look within ourselves, ask ourselves the questions. Who am I? What is the purpose of my life? Where am I going? Why am I here? So this concludes the discussion about Daksha's family, his daughters and sons and their creation. And the next Bhagavad Leela will discuss about Vritrasura.